Hello and welcome to Helix Reviews, the American Film Institute's top 100 movies. Today we are on number 40, and that is The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music came out in 1965, and it is about a young novice nun is sent by her coven in 1930s Austria to become a governess to the seven children of a widowed naval officer. Now, this movie is a musical. Which already is kind of a strike against it for me. There is some musicals that I like, but for the most part, I don't really like musicals. And so when, you know, everybody starts singing, I'm going, okay, when is this going to end? There was some songs in here I recognized, you know, a doe, a deer, a female deer. That song, my mom used to sing that song when I was growing up. So like I knew that song from then. So I was like, oh, hey, that's that song mom used to sing. Interesting. And then there's the song, These Are a Few of My Favorite Things, which is a song that I listened to a version of in Jungle Jam and Friends, the radio show, which I also listened to growing up. So that was like, oh, hey, I recognize that from something that it was definitely not originally from. So that's also interesting. And then I also know the song, the So Long Farewell, We Have to Say Goodbye song. I don't remember where I knew that one from, but that's another one that I recognized here. So it was kind of cool to actually see some of these songs in here that I recognized popping up from their original source, what I assume is their original source here in this movie. And some of those songs were pretty fun. I do think what's really cool about this movie that most musicals don't do is that there's several times that they do callbacks to previous songs. So they'll have a song earlier and then they'll do like a callback and they'll sing that song again, but in a new context. And so you view that song differently because they're singing it in a new or different kind of way. And I think that's really well done. I've never seen a musical do that before. And that's cool. Like, that's good stuff. That's good filmmaking. This is based on a true story, which I do think makes it more interesting. You know, apparently this is like based on a famous family of singers, and it takes place in Austria shortly before World War II. And so it's kind of touches a little bit on the takeover of Austria by Germany, the Nazis. So, you know, that there's some interesting stuff there. I think when it's going on that stuff, there's sequences of the movie that's like fairly intense. And like fairly, like I think it is well done in the respect of the when it's dealing with the takeover of Austria and stuff. I think there's some well done and kind of exciting kind of moments in there that I wish that they did a little bit more of in the movie to pique my interest more throughout the movie, I guess. The love story in here is well done. I think the love story is good. The main characters struggle kind of between being a nun, like she wants to be a nun, but then now she's like, oh, now I'm falling in love with this guy. You know, I think that kind of dynamic is interesting. That kind of struggle in her is interesting. And, you know, I like that the competing love interest, because who she's falling in love with, he is also kind of interested in this other lady. I like that the competing love interest is like a perfectly lovely lady. Like she's just a fine lady. Like so often these movies will make those type of characters, they'll be like rude or off-putting somehow. But in this movie, she seemed like a perfectly fine, you know, good person, just not the right fit for the guy here. Whereas our, you know, leading lady here was the right fit for this guy, you know? And so it's like, I like that they had that there, that it wasn't that, oh, you don't want to marry her because she's terrible or something, you know, which I think so many movies do, but it makes the movies less interesting, less dynamic, because I guess it's less nuanced, ultimately. This movie has really good cinematography, really good acting. It's really well done. I do find it very interesting that a big budget mainstream movie like this can be so explicitly Christian. Like, this movie is very blatantly a Christian movie. It has themes of, you know, being the cursed person that God has created you to be, you know, turning to God for protection or standing up for the truth and for your country in the midst of danger, you know, themes of patriotism. There's kind of a theme that like moderate politics or being like apolitical or whatever will ultimately lead to your country's downfall, which I think is absolutely true. There's themes of marriage and family as a blessing from God. There's a point where they're directly quoting scripture in the movie, which I think is really interesting. Like, thematically, this movie is very positive, very good, and very openly Christian. And I mean, this was in the 60s. I mean, that really, it's not that long ago, but there is no way in the world Hollywood would produce this movie with these themes and kind of stuff today, you know, because they have strayed so far. Like, Christians have so abandoned the Hollywood sphere that there is no way that they would end up producing a movie like this outside of maybe, you know, you'd have to go to someplace like Angel Studios or something that is kind of outside of the Hollywood sphere in order to get a movie like this made. I really liked it in that aspect too. Now, okay, I just talked a lot of positive aspects about this movie that I liked. That said, ultimately, to me, it's okay. It's all right. I'm really just not a fan of musicals, and there's so much music in this movie, and I'm just kind of bored through a lot of that kind of stuff. This is a 3-hour long movie with a lot of music and a lot of singing, and it's just, for so much of the movie too, it is just so, it is so relentlessly happy. It is so relentlessly positive that it's like, I wish that there was more drama. I wish that there was a little more down to make the ups feel even better, you know, because you gotta get that balance of the downs and the ups, the tension and the relief, you know, that kind of stuff. So when the Nazis came in and they brought some tension to the movie near the end, I thought that was well done, and that definitely added to the movie for me. But I wish that they had stretched that out or made that fit a little bit longer throughout the movie so that there could have been some of the happiness and the joy in the singing, but then also some of the more tense and the over, you know, kind of overwhelming sense of like, oh my goodness, these people are kind of coming in at us on all sides, like politically speaking and stuff. And it's like, oh man, you know, so it's like, I wish they mixed some of the kind of darker elements throughout the movie a little bit more to have that be more balanced throughout. You know, that I think I would have liked it more that way. That said, I mean, this movie, it's so happy and positive and sincere, right? This movie is very sincere. It is very genuine. It is very heartfelt. So I get it. I get why people like it. I get why it's on this list. And I'll say, you know, it's a good movie. It's just not a movie that's made for me. So that's my thoughts on number 40, The Sound of Music. And at number 39 is Dr. Strangelove. So until then, this is David of Helix Reviews signing out. Bye-bye, guys.